Welcome back to Your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. On this episode, we have three episodes in one. In this episode, it's like three episodes. It's a bargain. It's a throw-go. A three, get buy one, you're not buying anything. It's three episodes. It's three short episodes. Enjoy.
I wish I could have a fade. When I was a kid, I used to be able to get hair, my hair to do different things, but my dad was a barber, so I could get him to carve different things into my
different
head.
Different things, yeah.
But
that summer you got paid to have logos carved on the side of your head. That was smart.
It was
that's really what got you into marketing.
As well, you know, something. Yeah. So I had Reese's on the side of my head for a summer. It's like, you know.
ET was out, you know, it was all the rage.
I'm cooking tonight. This is what I'm making tonight. Based on a comment made by a friend the other night at a dinner that we went to, they talked about hot honey. Have you ever heard of hot honey? I never had hot honey before.
Delightful.
Okay. And they talked about it on pizza.
So good.
You had it on pizza?
Yeah.
Where have I been all these years?
You can't swing a dead pizza around downtown Orlando and not hit a place that has some sort of hot honey pizza.
I did not know this. Okay, so what I'm making is I'm making an onion, mushroom, and pepperoni hot honey pizza.
Yeah, I think that'd be good.
Yeah, and this, I think it's going to be kind of good. I made veggie wraps the other day because I had some tofu left over, and it whipped into something super delicious. I was really impressed with myself. I do get that way, though. I get really happy with myself. Which, you know, is there something wrong with that, honestly?
Should never apologize for being happy with yourself.
I mean, I don't want to be over happy. I don't want to be oversatisfied with myself. But when I do something that's
different. You don't want to be undersatisfied.
Well, yeah.
You're raw in the middle.
Find the sweet spot. Find the sweet spot and stay there, right?
Raw in the middle. You think the carbonation is half of the soda?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
if you count all the bubbles over time?
Half of the surface area of the soda. Yeah, I can't verify this in any way. But it's just a theory I have. Okay. It's based on the amount
that I... You're ripping this off by carbonating things.
Well, use something. The amount of flatulence that I have after soda is clearly larger than the bottle that I just drank out of. So, I mean, you couldn't contain it in that bottle.
That's a good
saying.
Point. Yeah.
Whether it comes out of the attic or the basement, it's a lot of air. Okay? Things we have to keep in mind. Boom, that does it. Another batch of Friday shorts in the can, and another month almost complete. Heck, another year almost complete. Thanks so much for listening to Your Daily Dose. In this season of joy and gratitude, we are so happy and thankful for you, dear listener. Nick and I are sending you some good juju for stress-free holidays. Make them calorie-free while you're at it. That does it for this episode of The Dose. We'll catch you next week.